Exciting about those that join us. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us again. If you've been watching, you're not surprised that this is a series. If you watched for a while, you're not surprised that they get a little long sometime. And it's just because I'm having so much fun, I can't stop. Because that's how the Lord is, and I just love Him so much, and we love His Word. Amen?
Amen.
And I want to tell you, one of the things we love to share here is that it doesn't matter which man is in the pulpit, because we got some pastors here that can preach. But I want to tell you something, it doesn't matter. It's not the man in the pulpit, it's the message from the pulpit. It's not the man, it's the message. And I want to tell you, this is full of Jesus. And matter of fact, we encourage people, you know, you got to listen to Jesus-centered messages. And not every message, not every sermon out there is Jesus-centered. Some of them are personality-centered, some of them are pastor-centered. And I'm not throwing Bibles at anybody, but what I'm saying to you, for your own spiritual growth, for your revelation, your insight, for your walk with the Lord, is very, very important that you listen to Jesus-centered messages. Amen? Okay. Well, let's jump right in here. I want to tell you, this series is called Reverse the Curse. And I want to tell you, there was a curse that came on the earth when Adam sinned. Of course, from the enemy, but through Adam. By one man's sin, there was a divine curse placed on the earth. But I want to tell you good news, because that's the curse. And I want to tell you, that's still alive and well on planet Earth. We see effects and results of that all around us. But I want to tell you the great news is that there was a divine sentence that came from Jesus from the cross. And it's the blessing of Father. It's the favor of Father. It's the love of Father for everyone. Forgiveness for everyone that will receive. And I want to tell you, so that's why we say that, you know what, as believers, I want to tell you, it's your birthright in Jesus to receive the blessing of Jesus. To receive all that He paid for. And I want to tell you, when you receive the blessing, when you embrace Jesus, when you submit and surrender to Jesus, I want to tell you, when you receive the blessing, you reverse the curse. We don't have to focus on the curse. We focus on the blessing. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of beauty and a lot of freedom that comes from that, okay? Are y'all ready? I want to just say to you, Jesus is more than enough.
Yes.
He's more than enough. I know that sounds like preachy terminology. It's not. It is truth. He's more than enough for whatever you're facing, for wherever you are. Are you ready? I'm telling you, I am. I told Pastor Shoup this morning, I was wanting this morning that we had a 6 a.m. service. I was ready to go. Okay, here we go. This is out of Psalm 91, and those of you that know me know I'm telling the truth. Okay, Psalm 91. I can't back all the way up because I'll stay here all morning because it's so good. But Psalm 91:1 talks about that we are to abide in Him. That sounds like what Jesus said in the New Testament too. Abide in Him in the secret place. Listen to me. Because there's some teaching out there that says, well, we got to qualify for the secret place. How do we get into the secret place? I'm just going to announce something to you from the cross. Jesus has provided you the secret place. I'm going to tell you, when you look at the Word, you see Jesus. Jesus is your secret place. He paid the price for every single one of us to be in the secret place, the abiding place, the place of refuge, the place of divine protection. And you know what? I want to tell you, it's been provided. Our privilege is that by faith, we get to practice it. It's not by feeling. It's not by what we see, taste, feel. It's not by your emotion. It's by faith. You say yes to Jesus. That's your faith, is to say yes to Jesus. I want to tell you, let's keep it simple, saints. Okay? Keep the faith simple. Keep God big and your faith simple. Say yes to Jesus. And practice His presence and enjoy His presence. And when we dwell, it means to camp out there. It doesn't mean just to visit on Sunday morning for an hour and go about your own life the rest of the week. No, no, no. It means to recognize His presence in a continual way. It's talking about relationship, fellowship with Him. And then in the very next verse, so you practice His presence by faith. And then in the very next verse, it says, and I will say, I will speak. I will say. I'm telling you, it's Old Testament and New Testament. Matter of fact, Peter repeats the statement in the Old Testament that we believe, so we speak. And I want to tell you, when we speak, it's like a voice-activated command. There's power when we confess what God says. When we say what God says about you, when we say what God says about the enemy, when we say what God says about our future and our present and our past. Confess means to say with. It means to say with. Well, what's powerful is to say with God what He says. And I want to tell you, He is your refuge and He's your strength. And when you speak it, it's like a voice-activated command. I'm telling you, we speak that. There's power in it. There's authority when you agree and you speak it. And then we tell people to say it out loud. I know it seems a little funny when you start doing that because we have confessions of a new believer. You're going to hear some things at the end of the service when we close, a little confession of Jesus. But I want to tell you something. It sounds a little silly when you do it, but your own soul needs to hear you say what God says about you. You need to tell your soul. And we're going there. David gave us a hint on that. All right, let me jump to verse 9. Because you've made the Lord your refuge. Now see, there's a choice in this. There's a choice in this. And I want to tell you about your choice because God gave every single one of us a chooser. You have a chooser. It's like a channel changer. Okay? And you can choose Jesus. I want to tell you, when you received Christ, He came to dwell on the inside of you. Literally, you are not a normal human anymore. You're a son and daughter of the living God. And He dwells within you. I'm telling you, resurrection life is right here. The very power that raised Him from the dead dwells in you. With God, nothing is impossible. I know the world speaks that language a lot. We don't have to. You're not a normal human. And I'll tell you what the joy and the privilege is that, you know what? You can agree with God. Because you've made the Lord your refuge, you can choose Jesus. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, I want to tell you, whatever it is out there, whatever storm, it's temporary because Jesus is forever. Because you've made the Lord your refuge. You've said yes to Him. You choose Him. A lot of refuge out in the world that don't matter, don't count. It's temporary. It's weak. Jesus, let Jesus be your refuge. And you've made the Most High your dwelling place. There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Now, if you watch the news often enough, you're going to hear about calamity. You're going to hear about all kind of horror stories that are coming your way. But I want to tell you something. That's not what we focus on. We don't focus on the what ifs. We don't focus on the storms that's coming. We focus on the refuge. There's a lot of victory when you focus on the refuge. You say, well, how does it happen? I'm just announcing to you, it's supernatural. He brings His super to your natural when you focus on Him. That's not hard to do. That's something all of us can do. Why? Because we have a life coach called the Holy Spirit that's right here inside of you, and He will help you. Are you leaning and trusting in Him? Because if you try to do it on your own, you know what happens. We get tired, wore out. We get burnt out. We want to quit. We want to say, well, it just works for the super saints. There's no such thing as a super saint. There's a super Jesus. Amen. Okay, and I want to tell you something. There's no perfect saint. There was only one perfect, that was Jesus. I just want to set you free on something. Jesus is not expecting your perfection. He's not even looking for your perfection because we have a high priest who sympathizes with our weaknesses. He knows you. He knows how weak this stuff is. But I want to tell you, what are you looking for? It's not perfection, it's direction. David, man after his own, kept his heart toward the Lord even when he blew it. He turned his heart toward the Lord. And so I want to tell you, you're looking for direction right here. What we do is that we focus on the unlimited supply. Come on, say amen, amen. I want to tell you what it is. We focus on our refuge, not on the storm, not on the attack of the enemy, not on the what ifs that's forecast by the world. We focus on what He says and who He is. What He does. There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Do you see plague there? Now, if you think COVID was the last one, the enemy's got up his sleeve. Hey, we don't have to fear. We walk in faith, we don't fear. I tell you what worry is, it's a worship of fear. But I'm telling you, hey, listen, matter of fact, when Jesus talked about the last days, this was a plural term. It wasn't singular. And so I'm just telling you, don't fear. I'll tell you how the church is missed. Boy, I can't stop here. Let me just mention it and go on. The church missed on the last plague. I hate that. Because I want to tell you what happened. All throughout church history, and history is really his story, by the way, about the bride of Christ. But I want to tell you something. Throughout history, whenever a great plague hit the earth, the church of Jesus Christ multiplied exponentially. Because the world saw that the believers in Jesus did not fear death. And they loved with a divine love to minister to those who were hurt and wounded and sick. I'm telling you, the church stepped up to the front line. And when unbelievers saw believers that they did not fear death and that they loved with a divine love when no one else would, they chose the Jesus that was in them. And the church of Jesus Christ historically would exponentially grow before, during, after a plague. That didn't happen this last time. A lot of the church, I'm not saying all, a lot of the church acted like the world, received the Kool-Aid from the world, and went and hid in the caves. Just hid out like everybody else. Fear. Trembling. Scared. And I want to tell you something. Let's get ready. Because we're in the last days. And I want to tell you, anything else that the enemy throws, even if it's worldwide, I want to see the church of Jesus Christ rise up like the bride of Christ and represent the groom in power and in authority and in healing. And all the church said. Amen. That might have been a little much for you. But it says it won't come near your tent. Well, I'm telling you, you can put your address on that. For he will give his angel special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways. Now, I want to tell you, there's an invisible world. And if you could see in the invisible world, you would say the same thing that the prophet said to his servant when they were surrounded by the Assyrian army. You would say there's a whole lot more with us than's against us. Because we're on the victory side. And you know what? All those who were in the spiritual realm, they were in the invisible. And I want to tell you, there's a spiritual world around you. Hey, you belong to Jesus? Good news. I'm announcing something to you. You're on a winning team. Jesus said, you're an overcomer and more than conqueror. And I want to announce something to you. There's more with you than whatever you can see against you. You're not alone and you're not outnumbered. And his power is available. Is that great news? Look what they'll do. They'll bear you up on their hands lest you dash your foot against the stone. Does that sound like divine protection to you? Well, I want to tell you something. No matter what the world's saying, how many's falling on one side and on the other side, we're to keep our eyes on Jesus and focus that he's our provider. Look at verse 13. You will tread upon the lion and the adder. I'm so glad the Lord put it like that because the enemy shows up in different forms. Am I right? Man, he shows up in different forms, different disguises, different ways. Wait a minute. Different names. But I want to announce something to you. No matter what the name is, no matter how he shows up, you have authority in Christ. And by the works, the finished works, not partial works, by the finished victorious works of Jesus Christ, you are on the victory side. And we get to tap in on his victory and his overcoming. That's for us. And so if he shows up like a lion, you're victorious. If he shows up like a serpent, a cobra, it's what they were talking about. You're victorious. And I love this description like this. Look right here. And you will trample the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Now, I love ministering to military guys and some of the guys that have fought over in the desert. One of the things that they relate to me is that even when, there was an atmosphere against them a lot of times in the very country they were trying to rescue and protect. You understand that? And a lot of times what they said would happen is that they'd be walking through a town and the men be sitting out front and they'd raise up their foot and point to it. They'd point the bottom of their foot at them. Now, that may not mean much to you, but in that part of the world, in that culture, it's speaking of this right here. I'm going to victory over you. I'm going to put you under my feet. Not now, but one day. And I want to tell you, it goes back to the Bible and the kings, and whenever they would have victorious over another king, they would, in front of all the people, they would put their foot on the neck of the one they conquered. And I want to tell you, this is what Jesus is saying, what the Word of God is saying to us. Listen right here, man. You don't have to be intimidated. You may have been have caught a few bruises. You may have been knocked down, but it ain't over, my friend. Get your eyes on Jesus, because what he says is that because of him, not because of your willpower, your strength, but when we lean on him, you know what happened? You're going to trample that enemy, that lion, that serpent, that cobra under your foot. That is victorious position, because that's the position that he's won for us on the cross. Is that great news? Well, I'm telling you, that's for you. You can put your name on that. Now, listen, this is what the Lord says, because he's talking about you in this verse, in verse 14. Because you have set your love upon him. Are you with me on this?
Yes.
Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, he's receiving. He's receiving. He's receiving. I want to tell you, he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Listen to me. If the Church of Jesus Christ would grab this. If Father has given us his best through Jesus in salvation, in forgiveness, would he withhold from us anything less?
No.
If he's given us the greater, will he withhold the less? I am telling you, thank you for agreeing with the heart of Father on this, because I want to tell you something. When you're receiving his love, you're receiving his best. And I want to tell you, his love, boy, this is it. Because I want to tell you how, I know in the Word it says faith, hope, and love. That's Hebrew talk, because they put everything kind of in a different way than we do. But it starts with the love of Jesus. When you're receiving the love of Jesus, guess what happens? The Holy Spirit writes his hope in your heart. He paints a picture in your heart of how Jesus loves you and what he wants to say and do in your life. It's the picture of hope. And when you embrace the picture, the main screen of your heart, you have the picture of what Jesus is saying and doing in your life and wants to do. The picture in your heart, guess what? Faith is ignited. It's love, hope, faith. And it's ignited. And I want to tell you, it's not even your faith that you have to work up and crank up and emotionally touch. It's the very faith of Jesus himself that he's implanted in your spirit. And so it's a faith of Jesus. Now, I want to tell you, even a small portion of the faith of Jesus is more than enough. Somebody say he's more than enough. For anything and everything we'll face in this journey. That's your Jesus. Are you seeing him? Because he set his love upon me, he's receiving. He'll receive my deliverance. I want to tell you, we find ourselves in traps sometime. Early part of Psalm 91 says that he'll rescue us from the fowler. Now, the fowler was a trapper. And so, listen, you find yourself in a trap, you know what? We get there. We're not condemning anybody that gets trapped. Even the very elect can get deceived. But I want to tell you something. If you find yourself in a trap, don't be down. Look up. Look up. See him. Because he's the one that sets you free from the traps of this life. And this is something he loves to do. And when he shows up, when you lean on him and cry out to him, when you cry upon the Lord, he'll answer. And when you call upon the Lord, he'll be there. And when you call upon the Lord, guess what? He'll set you free. And he's not coming with a frown. He's coming with a smile. I love that about him. That's our Lord. He says, I will deliver him. I will set him up on high. Now, what is that? I want to tell you, it's a place of protection. Because you see it all through Psalm 91. When we practice his presence that he's provided for us, when we confess with our mouth what and agree, say with God what he is and what he's saying, what he's doing, then I want to tell you something. He sets us up on high. You don't get there by yourself. You don't climb up with your own bootstraps. I'm telling you, if God raises you up, no man can put you down. We like to say it like this. The way up with God is down. You humble yourself before the Lord, before God and man, and the Lord raises you up. That's something the Lord does. We got a little kitty cat at our house. Boy, she's just had bunch of little kittens. I'm already saving you one. But I want to tell you, little feral cat, she wants them at Camp Hallsville. It's a good place. But I want to tell you something. During the floods in the spring, the first litter she had, she lost a number of kittens through the flood. I tell you, maybe safer in your home, because it is when we practice the presence of the Lord. But out there in the wild, wild west, it's a little dangerous for kittens. We got coyote that's hunting in our neighborhood for the little kitty cats. Already got one of ours. This is the deal, though. Because of the flood, and they'll do this, she saved what she could. She saved one. And you know where she camped out, that little kitten from the flood? She camped him out on our roof. That little kitten was under the eave of our roof, living there. Mama would go down and feed, hunt, come back up, feed baby, sleep with baby at night underneath the eaves, but the little baby was being on the roof. I had to get little baby down because it was getting warm in the spring, you know, not a very cool place, up on the roof, getting hotter every day. And you probably never guess what I named the little kitten, Rufus. But I want to tell you something. You know, it was in her, listen to me, it was in her to place her kitten in a high place, in a safe place away from the storm. That's your Jesus. That's always his heart for you. Okay? That's your Lord. Man, think about him. Salah, take time and meditate on that and give him a shout. Because he knows. Why does he do this? Because of relationship. Because you know and understand his name. I'm telling you, his name is not just how you say bye to him in Jesus' name. Bye. No, it's not that. It's referring to all that he is. Man, when we get to know him, we get to know all that he is. It's very, very powerful because the life coach, the Holy Spirit, when you see how who he is, will show you who you are in him. Now, that's revelation. That's something that another person can't give you. That's something the Holy Spirit will show you. And I'll tell you, it makes a difference when you get that rhema from the Holy Spirit of who you are in him. Because he understands me. He has personal, look how the Amplified brings this out. Has personal knowledge of my mercy, my love, my kindness. We know and walk in his love life. That's very important to the Lord. You cannot ever get away from that. He trusts and relies on me. Why? Because of love life. Knowing that I will never forsake him, knowing it, convinced. Now, we could go to children's church and ask the little ones, does Jesus love you? Yes, he does. I'm asking adults, does Jesus love you? Yes. Are you convinced of it? Because yes. I want to tell you something, when we become convinced inside and out how much he loves you, guess what it gives you? It shows up as holy boldness in your life. Hey, it shows up as confidence in God. Man, I want to tell you, Sarah found this out, because here she was with a dead body, prophesied by Jesus himself that she was going to have a little one. And I want to tell you something. You know what she did? Boy, the Bible tells us, New Testament, what she did. She considered God's faithfulness. Considered is meditated on, focused on, thought on, meditated on the faithfulness of God. When she meditated on the faithfulness of God, when she focused on his faithfulness, faith arose in her. Man, that ought to say something to us. And so here we are. Man, I got, yo, listen a little faster. I got more to go. Okay. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. This is automatic. I'm telling you, you're on the Lord's phone screen. You're on his main screen. A picture of you is tattooed on him. And I want to tell you, he's on your immediate answer list. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Is that a question mark? I want to tell you, sometimes people call me and they say, well, I can't hear from God. It feels like my prayers are bouncing off the ceiling and I'm just not, I don't have any witness, any, you know, I just don't know what to do. And I just tell them, it's a lie. It's a lie. I'm telling you, it's a lie. Because when you get this feeling, this thought, that the Lord's way up there and I'm way down here and he's not listening to me, my prayers are bouncing off the ceiling, that's not true. Okay? It may be a feeling, but it's not truth. And I want to tell you something. The truth is that He always hears. He loves to answer. He loves to be a part of what you're doing and what He's doing in your life. And so that's the truth. And we focus on the truth and not believe the lie. If you believe the lie, you'll settle for it. Okay? You believe the truth and apply it, it sets you free. Anybody for freedom life?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And he says, I will be with him in trouble. Now, does this mean, because I get this sometime, does this mean that we'll come to the place where we'll never have any trouble? Let's all laugh at the same time. No. Man, we live on a battlefield. This world is a battlefield. It's a war zone. And so I'm just telling you, trouble comes. I don't care how spiritual you get, how godly you are, how mature you are. I'm telling you, trouble comes in this life. Don't be shocked. Jesus said it would happen. It's how we respond to it. We're going to lower ourselves to the problem, or are we going to focus on the promise? Focus on who He is. I love this part, and I got to wrap this up because I got more to go. With long life. Now, boy, we've talked about this for a couple weeks. You know, it's the Lord's blessing, the Lord's desire to bless you with long life.
Yes.
We covered in scripture examples. We covered in modern day examples of people that love God that seem to offset the age process in a lot of ways. Because they're walking in the blessing of long life. Now, I'm not talking about long, miserable life. We all know cases of that. Okay, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a long, blessed life. And we covered examples of that too. But look at this. Here's the key. With long life, I will satisfy Him. Real question. I have to ask it. I can't stay here. Are you satisfied with Jesus? Because it makes a heaven of a lot of difference if you are. Are you fulfilled in Him? Are you satisfied in Him? Are you fulfilled in Him? Because that's what He wants. I'm telling you, His love life will fulfill you. And when you're fulfilled with the love of Jesus, I'm telling you, even the simple things of life are so much more enjoyable. It's because of Him. That's what He wants. And He says, and I will show Him my salvation. All through His long, blessed life, I will show Him my salvation. Now, I've got to say this. When you look up the word salvation in Hebrew, you know what it says? It says Yeshua. Who is your Yeshua? It's Jesus. And so I'm telling you right there, I'm telling you, the concealing in the Old Testament is revealed by Jesus, New Testament. And what it is that He will show you Jesus your entire life. Greater and greater revelations of Jesus your entire life. That is the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
The peace of God. The love of God. That is your destiny. Let me say it like this. That is your birthright. Man, you don't. I love heaven. It's okay. Be encouraged about heaven. Look forward to heaven. But I had to tell someone not too long ago, they were talking about what a day it'll be, how great it'll be one of these days. And I just had to interrupt and say, He's here now. He's here now. Okay, that sounds too easy to be true for me to say Jesus is the answer, but it's true. He's the great I am. The great I am means that He's more than enough for anything and everything that we'll face. Okay, no matter what the name, He's greater. And so our part's to get to know Him. That's what fellowship is. We've talked about it this year, a theme. The Holy Spirit kind of gives us a theme every year. Celebrate His excellency. Celebrate His excellency. Focus on His excellence. And we receive the excellent life of God in us.
Amen.
That abundant life. It's supernatural. It's something He does. Something we don't make happen. It's something He does. How beautiful it is. One of the main things we got to do, and boy, it's right here in Psalm 91, but we got to reprogram our mind. Hey, listen, it's a lifetime journey. When you're saved, Holy Spirit comes in, Jesus comes in your spirit, new spirit. I'm telling you, old man dies, new man, Jesus Christ in here. Part of our discovery journey while you're still on earth is to discover how to receive what Jesus has in your spirit into your soul. Yeah. The winning of your soul is a lifetime process. But I want to tell you, as we learn to receive into our soul, then I want to tell you, it affects our body, it affects the atmosphere, it affects those around us, it affects everything around us. But I'm telling you, we got to reprogram our mind, because this is what we really look like. Not what the world says, not what your report card says, not what your past, not what your failures have said, not what other people have said, maybe not what your big mama said to you. I'm telling you what Jesus says, this is the mirror. And we got to look in the mirror and see what we really look like. Because that's how it affects our life in day to day. All right, man, I'd like to stay there. You know I love that. Okay, so the other part is to recognize who we are in Christ. And the simple part of that is just to recognize Him. Because it's the Holy Spirit's job to show you who you are. I know there's great teaching on it. We need teaching. But I want to tell you, it's the Holy Spirit making this personal to you. Making it personal to you. One of the reasons why Pastor Tony and Pastor D are going to be preaching in this pulpit every year is because, you know what, when they preach, they don't just say the stuff and send you out. They send you out with a handle with it about how to apply it. But it's still going to require the Holy Spirit making it personal in your life. Because He can get down personal in your life. He knows you, and He'll show you how to personally apply it. Amen? Okay, I'm telling you, I gotta move on. Let me just jump to Psalm 103. Oh, my. Okay, Psalm 103, let me just touch on this, because we got testimonies and we got pastors here that need to greet the body. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless. Now, I want to tell you, that's a powerful word, to bless. And look how the Amplified brings out the language. Affectionately and gratefully praise the Lord. Affectionately and gratefully. Now, you know as well as I do that it's a difference between just saying something and saying it with your heart behind it. Affectionately, gratefully, blessing them. I'm getting a little fresh breath because I think I'm going to give you a little example here. I can come over to the beautiful blonde. And I can say to the beautiful blonde, love you. Ditto. I told you when we got married, if I changed my mind, I'll tell you. No, they don't get it. But I'll tell you what, when I affectionately and gratefully bless her, hey, baby.
Oh, my.
I love you.
Oh, my.
Hey, some of the gravest moments of my life have been with you. And I'll tell you, I enjoy you. Hey, baby, you make the stars shine brighter for me. And so I want to tell you, it makes a different atmosphere. It causes a different reaction. There's more cooperation. I want to tell you something Jesus loves from you. Interaction. Interaction. I had one of these teens. As a matter of fact, they're sitting right over here. They're not a teen anymore. But I'll never forget, we were talking about talking to the Lord and communicating with the Lord, how practical it is, relevant. And one of them asked me, sitting right over here, one of them asked me, well, Brother Tim, if Jesus knows everything, why do we even pray? I said, that's a good question. And on the inside, I'm saying, Lord, help. But I want to tell you what it is. You know what He loves? You know what He wants? Interaction with you. He wants cooperation with you. I want to tell you, He's paid for it. Grace has paid for it, my friend. It's all right here. We live here, but the grace has provided everything here. And it's by faith that's the bridge to go from here to here. To bring what He's paid for into our daily living. That's what faith does. It's our yes to God. But I want to tell you what He loves. He loves interaction. He loves cooperation. And I want to tell you, this is what David said. He said, bless the Lord. Love on Him. Gratefully, affectionately, love on Him like I just did with the blonde. See, that pays off. Now and later. Same thing with Jesus. Hey, I'm telling you, you know what? Hey, look what he said. Oh, my soul. I want to tell you, little Haley got this the other day. I don't know if any other teenager did, but she got it. Because I was teaching on this. Haley, who's he talking to right here? Took her a little while. She landed it. He's talking to himself. That's right. Now I want to tell you something. If little Haley can grab this insight, that you know what you got to do? Saints, you know what you got to do? You got to talk to your own soul. You got to tell your own soul that I'm here to glorify God. The very purpose of my life is to bring Him honor and glory. The very design of God is to bring Him pleasure, for me to bring Him pleasure. And I want to tell you, when you grab that, and because I guarantee you what David was probably feeling that morning when he got up, I don't feel like it. I'm just not up to it today. It's not a good day. I'm struggling a little bit. I don't feel good. And I got all these, you know, stressful things coming up in my life. And everybody wants an answer from me. I'm just not up to it today. No, no. You know what he did? He said, so, I'm telling you, this is what we're going to do. We're going to bless the Lord. So get in line. Get your praise on. Get your celebration on. It don't matter how you feel. Are we going to be emotionally led believers? Or are we going to be spirit led believers? Are we going to operate on the word or by what we say or feel? Then I want to tell you something. We better line up. And I want to tell you, if you'll tell your soul to get in line, and you'll tell your soul, not let your emotions lead the train, but your will, surrendering to the will of God, lead the train. It's amazing the manifestation of the kingdom of God that's going to take place in your life. Oh, my soul, and all that is deepest within me. They used to tell us this in Baal, all in. All in. Hey, they'd tell us, man, hey, this is going to require everything that you are and everything that you got. You give it up for this team and leave it all on the field. Don't bring anything back into this locker room. Come back a champion. Now, I want to tell you, that's football. There's some things the Lord taught me through ball a lot about the Christian life. There's some things I had to unlearn, you understand? But I want to tell you something. This is, I know what he's saying here. All that's within me, deep within me, bless his holy name. We call it like this. This is how you recognize Him. We esteem Him. We lovingly praise Him with gratefulness and praise. We bless Him with personal praise and worship. Make it personal. And look at verse 2. He says it again. Why? Because it's always protocol. You cannot do this too much. He loves it. Why don't we get him what he, give Him what He loves? He loves it. Right here. Bless. Affectionately and gratefully praise the Lord. It sounds like what Paul said in New Testament. Rejoice in the Lord sometime. Only when you feel like it. Only when it's convenient. Only after a touchdown's been scored in your life. Thank you for knowing the word. It's always in everything, through everything. You give praise to the Lord. And he said it twice. David did too. But here's the key right here. How do we get there? Is by remembering. Remember what Jesus said? Because, man, we've applied communion in this series a lot. Remember me. It's covenant. Remember me. The blood. Remember me. Focus on me. Not on your sin, on your salvation. Not on your failure, on your forgiveness that my blood brings. Yes. My blood's provided the position of your rightness, of your forgiveness. Because of my blood, listen to me, you're forever forgiven. Is that great? Don't forget. Why? Because we tend to. That's why we have to be reminded. That's why you may say to Pastor D or Pastor Tony, you know, you kind of preached that direction last time you were here. Nothing wrong with that. A whole lot right with that. Peter said so. You know what we do? We have to remind ourselves. And I want to tell you, it's in that reminding, it's in that remembering that Holy Spirit makes it fresh in your life. Because that's what he loves to do. That's what he does. So do not forget any of his benefits. All right, are you ready? Hey, here we go, quickly now. Who forgives every one of all your iniquities? Does that mean all of them? Yeah, even the one that nobody else knows about. Even the one maybe you've had someone else you promised till we die, don't ever tell anybody. I want to tell you, it counts that one too. Even the secret ones, they're not secret. He knows. And you know what? They're already forgiven. We minister to pastors. Pastors are human. Pastors fumble the ball. Boy, we've seen that this year. You know what? That don't offend me because I'm following the great shepherd. I'm not going to fall over an under shepherd because I'm focusing on the great shepherd. Are you with me on that? It takes a little maturity for that, I understand. But here's the deal. We minister to shepherds that fall. I love it. This is what I do because I know they're coming. When they walk in my home, man, and they sometimes come from far away, they come in my home. They look like 1,000 pounds of sin on a homemade popsicle stick. I mean, they're just burdened down. I mean, the picture of a victim failure. That's real. I know what that feels like. Do you?
Yes.
That's not God's way. That's believing a lie. I know it's been fact, but it's not truth. Boy, we're going to get there. If you listen fast enough, we're going to get there. But they come in like that, and one of the things I love to say, even before they get all the way in the room, I stop them. I say, wait, stop right there. I'm looking at a forgiven man. I'm looking at a forgiven man. You know what? Jesus has already paid the price for your sin in the past. And I want to tell you, he designed for you to get free. You've fallen. You know what his love loves to do? Pick you back up. You've messed up. You've failed. You've sinned. Hey, let me tell you something. God is greater. His love is greater than your sin. And if you'll, like David, turn the direction of your heart toward him, I want to tell you, he will raise you up. He will set you free. But I want to tell you something. When they come in my house, brother, and they're blaming everybody else for what happened. Do we face that? We see that. They'll come in, well, I'll tell you what, if it hadn't been for this person or that person, and it's only because of this and this that I'm saying, Lord, help. Because we can't help him until he wants help. Even God himself can't help folk. They're not willing to receive help. If God can't help them, there's nothing we can do. We like to say it like this, it ain't soup yet. I hope you understand what that means. He forgives all of our sins. He heals some of our diseases. Only the ones that the doctors say that are incurable. I'm so proud of you. Korean, I'm so proud of you. Because I want to tell you, when the doctor presents worst case scenario, their report is, I'm going to go with what Dr. Jesus says. Now, I want to tell you something. It'd be easy to sit back there and shout over that. But when it showed up on your doorstep, you find out who you'd have been depending on. And I want to tell you something. Know them. Because we tell people, don't seek healing, seek the healer. Boy, there's a big difference in that. You can seek healing and miss. You seek the healer, you got him. And one of the best ways to seek the healer is to seek his love life. You get all wrapped up in his love life, it's amazing what he'll paint on the inside of your heart. Who redeems your life from the pit and corruption. So it's forgiveness and healing. Are you there? He redeems your life from the pit and corruption. You know what that is? That's deliverance. It's his rescue. Now, there's all kind of traps, and I want to tell you, we could name addictions. We could talk about them all afternoon long, and I could talk about them, maybe miss one that's here. Because we deal with the real stuff. Let me tell you good news about addictions. Jesus has the power to set you free. His word, his anointing, his spirit can break the yoke and set you free. And I want to tell you, we got testimonies all over the building. We call them trophies of grace. There's trophies of grace all in the room. You know, oh yeah, so good. But I want to tell you something. He loves to set you free from the pit. He loves to rescue you out of the traps. It may be a cycle of depression that shows up certain times a year. Okay? Jesus can set you free. Man, we got trophies of grace right here to testify that. Panic attacks. Hey, that's a form of fear. He doesn't give us a spirit of fear. Where does it come from? From the enemy. He gives us a spirit of love, power, and a peaceful mind. Hey, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what Jesus said. There's been some things stolen out of your life. I want to tell you, the Lord's a redeemer. He's the God of restoration. And when He restores, it's better than it always was. It's 120% favor. That's a picture in the Old Testament of who He is. Man, is that exciting? And so He redeems, He rescues, He's delivered. That's another benefit that we remember. Boy, I'm telling you, you need a blessings journal where you record in your blessings journal forgiveness of your sin, healing of your diseases, how He rescues you from the trap, how He delivers you. And those are things you go back over and praise Him and bless Him and thank Him for over and over. It causes you to remember. When you remember, see, Jesus taught us this. Paul made it clear. But when you remember, you believe. When you believe, you receive. That's how the Lord, that's one of the ways of God. Look at the next part. And He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Now, I want to tell you, He crowns you. He doesn't just rescue you. He raises you up to a place of dignity in Him. Because your identification is in Him as a victor, not as a former victim. Okay? Hey, look, you don't have to be a victim. If you have a victim mindset, you're set for the repeat cycle. But I'm telling you, He'll give you a victory mindset. And He'll absolutely raise you up with His love. He'll celebrate you. He'll crown you. Now, look, at our house, of course, we got a lot of grandgirls. Fix and get another grandson. Hallelujah. But we got a lot of grandgirls, and it's been great. I'm telling you, they melt my heart. They make me all want to give them wallets. I give them my wallet. But I want to tell you, it's real precious because we got at our house, we got these little superhero capes and masks. That's pretty cute, man. But I want to tell you what really touched me the last time. We got this little princess crown. Little Thea, she's now 3 years old. Just a couple months ago she was there. She found that crown. She come bringing it in to her mama. And her mama took that crown and put it on her head. Man, I'm watching this. As mama put that crown on her head, her mama said, "You look like a real princess." This is what she did. When the moment the crown went on, she went. She had a different countenance of royalty. You should have seen her walk. I can't do it, but it was. She had a different walk, man. Now I want to tell you something. I'm enjoying my grandkid, but the Holy Spirit's talking to me. And He's saying, that's what Jesus did for us. Amen. He crowned us with His favor. He crowned you with His loving kindness. And when we see that we're wearing the very crown of His glory that He shared with us, we'll talk different. Yes. Our countenance will look different. Yes. Wait. We'll walk different on this earth. Yes. When we're convinced and see the revelation of the crown of His glory on our head. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, you got time for one more? Oh, okay. Last one. Who satisfies your mouth. This is another benefit. There's five benefits here that I've broken it down. Who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation. In other words, He knows how to satisfy you with exactly where you are on your journey. What was great blessing for you maybe a decade ago as a believer, you're at a different place. He knows how to personalize because that's how He is. He knows how to personalize His favor and loving kindness for your journey right where you are. Yeah. Now look, little picture. The grandgirls, a lot of times they at our house, they know they want to go shopping in the fridge in the little pantry. They'll ask Lovey, Lovey's so good, just say, go ask your mama. I'm going to be honest, they come to me, Papa T, can we have a snack? I say, sure. Let's go shopping. Well, I want to tell you what they found last time. Because we've opened up the fridge and their little faces are all up in there doing a little shopping. And what they found was the calf slobber. Oh, y'all weren't raised where I was. It's whipping cream. Where I'm from, that's what they call calf slobber, okay. Well, okay, if a calf's been nursing, oh, I don't want to explain it. It's called calf slobber. It's whipping cream. Papa T, can we have that? I said, sure. So I got him some little plates out. Got him a spoon. We in there in the living room. They're eating plates of whipping cream, man. They're loving it. Lovey comes through there. Girls, what are y'all eating? We're eating calf slobber. And they loving it. Now, I didn't get me a plate. At one time in my life, I'd have been all over that. But at my age, at my place, I'd rather it been a steak and tater. You know what a tater is? I'd rather had a little plate of steak and tater, okay. I didn't want whipping cream, but I'm at a different place than they are. But see, this is the Lord. He knows how to minister whipping cream, calf slobber to your life. He knows how to minister steak and tater to your life. Because I want to tell you, he's the unlimited supply. If your name's Amy, say amen.
Amen.
This is our God. Okay, I want to tell you what I call this, because look at this, and I got to stop. He satisfies you with his goodness.
Yes.
His goodness is better than anything that the world can offer. So that your youth, wait a minute, we're talking about long life. This is him. This is his promise. This is his desire. Now, if you don't believe that, you ain't going to receive it. I just want to announce something. If you believe this, it's his heart for you and you can receive it. Renew youth. Like the eagles, that even in your elderly age, you won't be like Paul said, weak, sick, and die early. No, no, you'll be like the eagle. Strong. See, you got to see yourself as God sees you.
Amen.
This is how God sees you, as a victorious eagle, strong, overcoming, soaring. Why? Because that's what his son paid for. Now, I'm just going to list it like this, and I'm done. Forgiveness, all your sins, healing of all your diseases, rescue and deliverance, number three. He delivers you from all your traps. Hey, look at this. He crowns you with high favor and loving kindness. Hey, number five, what we just saw right here, it's the restoration blessing. He will restore anything the enemy has stolen your life. He will anything the enemy has stolen, killed, anything he's destroyed with the abundant life of Jesus Christ manifesting. It's him in your life. It is a restoration blessing. That's five blessings that we're to practice remembering. When we focus on him, we receive. If you focus on yourself, you're depressed. If you focus on other people, you're offended. If you're focused on him, you receive. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does in your life. And I want to just announce this. Five is the Hebrew number for grace. Isn't that beautiful? That's your Lord. Let's give him a high praise tonight. Let's take our bread, and those of you that are joining us, we in this series, we've been having communion at the end of the sermon. You can join us in this. You have your elements with you. If you don't have your elements, raise your hand. They're coming to you right now. Oh, there they are. They're on the way to you. Okay? Take the bread. Jesus said, just remember. See, this is not by your will. This is not by your strength. It's by him. I want to tell you, we lean on him. Hey, let me tell you, humble yourself before. This is the worthy manner that Paul was speaking about approaching the Lord. The Corinthians blew this out of the saddle wrong. But here it is, in a worthy manner. You know what you do? You humble yourself. Now, let me tell you how we explain humbling yourself. You depend on him. not you, on Him. And so I want to tell you, use your chooser right now this morning by simple childlike faith. Lord, I depend on You. You paid for my healing inside and out. That counts your soul because He came for achy, breaky hearts. Lord Jesus, by grace through faith, I say yes to the payment You made for the healing in my body and the healing in my soul. And I give You thanks. Hallelujah. It's in Your name and all that You are that we receive. It said in the same manner, we remember this cup, this juice. Old Testament calls it the blood of grapes. By His blood, we remember that His blood was shed for our position of rightness, our position of forgiveness. He paid for it. He satisfied the anger of God for your sin. He took on Himself. And I want to tell you, He paid for it. It's paid for. Let's give Him what He paid for. We receive His forgiveness. Lord Jesus, thank You. We receive by grace through faith that Your blood washes away all of our sin, that Your blood pays for our justification, that we are forgiven, that we have Your gift of righteousness by the power of Your blood. In Jesus' name. Let's salute the Lord. Let's give the Lord high praise. Amen. Let's honor the Lord together. Amen and amen. Okay. I've got to do some things. Let's